This is a mindfulness of cravings meditation with me, Mel Rait. So, preparing yourself for this meditation by finding a comfortable place to sit where you won't be disturbed, and if you'd like to, having a little bit of the food that you often crave in front of you. You don't have to do this, you can always just bring it to mind instead. But if you really want to make this very real, then get some of the food or something that reminds you of the food and place it in front of you. So settling in to a comfortable sitting position, upright and alert, but not rigid or stiff, and becoming aware of the contact of your body with the floor or chair that's supporting you. And if it feels okay to you, just closing your eyes and turning your attention to the breath. The sensation of the breath entering your body at the nose, travelling down the back of your throat and into your lungs, your chest rising, and your tummy expanding as you breathe in. And then of the breath leaving the body again, out through the nose, maybe somewhat warmed, a sensation which you can experience at the nostril. And just allow yourself to sit mindfully with the next three breaths, watching them. Now turning your attention to the inner workings of your mind, paying attention now to your thoughts, noticing that thoughts come into the mind and leave the mind. They bubble up, arising in the mind, whirling around, and then going again. And as best you can, just trying to observe the thoughts coming and going, not getting tangled up, not getting hooked into thinking the thought or following the thought. Just watching it pass through the mind. You might think about one of those lava lamps. Kind of like a rocket shape of glass with a liquid inside, and inside the liquid there's wax, coloured wax. And when you switch the lamp on, the wax is warmed up and it starts to shift and move and float up and down inside the lamp, forming a globule and rising, breaking apart, falling again. Around and around. And thoughts in the mind can be very like this. So just watching your thoughts and feelings morph and come and go and pass. But while the eye that is you, aware of this internal commotion, just remains the same. Observing. Now letting your mind return to the breathing again, coming back to the sensation of the breath. focusing in on the delicate or vivid sensations of breathing in and out. And letting this anchor you to the core of your body again. And now return your attention to your thoughts once more. Noticing what thoughts are there, if any. Perhaps lightly labelling them. Thinking, remembering, planning. But just observing these thoughts. And now let's bring the mind's eye to a food or a drink that you normally crave. If you have something in front of you, you can open your eyes right now and take a peek. So bringing to mind a food or drink that you crave. Chocolate, bread, coffee, ice cream, cold beer, salty crisps, whatever it is that you commonly crave. Now, with this image of the food in the mind, or with the food in front of you, let's just sit with that experience of craving. Can you get hold of a little glimmer of the sense of craving, maybe the way that it takes over the mind or the body? You can label it. This is just a craving. I am not a craving. This craving will just float past. It's only one part of my experience at the moment. A fleeting, insignificant part of me. Now let's really be observers of the craving, like scientists watching a phenomenon and analysing it. Let's put on our white coats and get our magnifying glasses out. Let's notice the nature of the sensations that arise in you. Where do you feel this craving? Where in the body is it? Is there a physical feeling that comes with it? Or is it an experience solely of the mind? Maybe it's a bit of both. What thoughts are coming? Remember, you can note them and let them go, awaiting the next arrival. Sensation is especially strong or uncomfortable, maybe try kind of leaning into this, exploring it with curiosity, breathing with it. Is this a stable feeling, this craving? Or does it come and go? Is it focused or diffuse? Mild or intense or somewhere in between. And remember, if it feels too much, you can always return to the breath and just breathe through it. I'd invite you to explore, to observe, is there an emotion hiding under this craving? Is it linked to, say, boredom, sadness, loneliness, something else maybe? If you find something, that's interesting, isn't it? But if you don't worry. And now allowing yourself to accept that the craving is there. Accepting the craving and letting it pass of its own accord. It's a bit like sitting beside a river and watching the cravings float past and away out of sight. And you can keep reminding yourself, this is just a craving. I've been here before. It'll pass. As you float it on the river and watch it drift away. And the craving may come back time and time again. But that's okay. It's just more opportunity to observe. This is how it is right now. I'm having a craving. It's just a secretion of the mind. This is the end of this meditation. And by doing it, you've created a mindful pause. You've put a pause in place where previously perhaps you would have acted and satisfied the craving or tried not to think about it or tried to distract yourself. Instead, you have mindfully accepted the craving and let yourself stand back from it to observe it and to notice how it comes and it goes. And whether or not you satisfy the craving now is up to you. But you see, you can master cravings, perhaps by not trying to control them or push them away.